Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. A reminder, we'll be bringing you the press conference from President Obama from Newport, Wales. He is expected to speak in a few moments regarding the conclusion of the NATO summit there, and we'll be bringing that to you when it becomes available. In the meantime, this year's Saratoga Plan Feast of the Fields benefit will take place Thursday, September 11th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at Saratoga National Golf Club. Continuing its nine-year tradition, Feast of the Fields pairs area restaurants and farms in an effort to promote sustainable agriculture, support for the regional economy, and provide greater awareness of conserving area farms and the importance of buying and eating locally raised foods. Here to tell us more, the Executive Director of Saratoga Plan, Maria Trapka, Mark Sacco of William H. Buckley Farm in Ballston Lake, New York, and Chris Cornwell from Greenman Peterson Incorporated Engineering and Construction Services, one of the evening's honorees. And I welcome you all to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being here. Let us begin with you, Maria, of what we can expect from this year's Feast of the Fields benefit.
Well, we have a great roster of farms and chefs lined up. There are 40 farms participating and another 20 producers of handmade foods, local foods. Here with us is Mark Sacco from the William H. Buckley Farm, who's one of the participating farms. So maybe, Mark, you want to talk about your...
What is it like to participate in an event like this, Mark?
Well, I mean, it's great. It's a great cause. I mean, we all know that having farms... viable farms in our communities is a huge thing these days with the issues of food quality. And most of the highest quality food comes from the local markets. And Saratoga Plan has been great. They're assisting me in preserving my farm, which is we have beef, pork, turkey, and chicken. We have our own butcher shop and a little farm cafe right on the farm, and they've been great. So, you know, it's great to support them, and anything we can do to help them, we're more than happy to do.
So how does the event work?
Well, about 40 volunteers have been working for the past few months to identify what ingredients that the chefs need for their dishes and which farms are producing it and to make those connections between them. And now we fan out in the countryside and pick up all those ingredients and deliver them to the chefs. The chefs set up tasting stations, and all the guests just mill around and taste what they have to offer. We start the night with honoring our conservation heroes who have really helped, stepped up to the plate and helped with conserving the landscape of Saratoga County in the past several years. We have four honorees, a landowner who donated a conservation easement on his property, a volunteer who runs an early childhood education program on our preserves, and Greenman Peterson, Christopher Cornwell, is here to talk about what their firm has done to advance conservation.
Thanks.
So, Chris, what's it like being a hero?
Oh, it's just great being a hero.
Dun, da, da. Okay, so what does this mean for you and for the firm?
Well, so, you know, as a firm, we're an engineering firm. Our primary objective, we do transportation projects. Part of transportation is doing trail projects, and we've been very active in Saratoga County doing a lot of additional trail projects. We're involved with the Zim Smith Trail Project. Maria and Saratoga Plan have come to us a few years back asking for some assistance in developing this trail. The one we assisted with is the Fish Creek Trail in the village of Victory Mills.
Beautiful.
It's an interesting area on the site. If you're familiar with the Revolutionary War, it's a very historic site out there. This is basically the sort of the turning point in the war that occurred here during the siege of Saratoga in 1777. So basically the trail is to allow visitors to actually go through that area, experience that area, and also provide a vital connection in that area. So we worked on development of getting Saratoga Plan together a set of documents they go out to bid with for construction to prepare those.
Well, Saratoga Plan's Feast of the Fields will take place Thursday, September 11th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at Saratoga National Golf Club. For more information, I just want to get this out because we've been given a two-minute warning here for the president to come out and speak. But for more information, you can visit feastofthefields.org, feastofthefields.org, and there you will find all the information that you need to know. And I got an email a little bit ago, Maria, from just because I'm on your list, that I guess tickets are still available and you can take part.
That's right. Tickets are $85 per person, and we still have a few left. So we'd love to have you join us this next Thursday.
And this has been a really successful thing for you. I mean, you know,
it has. We raise about 20% of our operating budget each year from the Feast of the Fields.
And that's huge.
Oh, yes. And thanks to all the volunteers and the farms and the heroes and everyone, the chefs, everyone who makes it possible. It's really quite a homespun community event.
So what will your farm be providing?
We're providing bacon.
Bacon.
We have very, very good bacon at Buckley.
Quick, get Mark. We need bacon. So then you give it to the chef, and then the chef figures out what to do with the bacon.
Right. So Prime is going to make corn chowder using the bacon, and also Zest Catering will be making a tart, a Swiss chard tart with the bacon in it.
A bacon tart.
Yes.
And you get to enjoy all this, right, Mark?
That's right. I get to taste the good pork and all the other good stuff at the feast.
Good stuff. And for the coming year for Saratoga Plan, what is the plan?
What is the plan for the coming year? Oh, we're focused on a number of trail projects. We just submitted application to conserve 4 different farms in the county. And we have a large natural area, the Palmertown Ridge area, that we're working on conserving it for both habitat, for water resource protection, and for a trail system.
Is it harder? Do you have special... obstructions, perhaps, is the wrong word, but challenges in Saratoga County that are unique?
Well, we have opportunities and challenges. They kind of come hand in hand. We are the fastest growing county.
Aren't you good?
The fastest growing county in New York State, and have been for the past 10 years and expect to continue to be. And so because land is in flux and there are changes taking place, those dynamics actually offer opportunities for conservation. If you know what it is that you want to conserve, you can work with developers and municipalities to make those places happen.
The interesting thing about Saratoga County is how it's very there's a lot of variety there. I mean, it's very there's sort of, you have Clifton Park, and then you have very rural areas.
Right. So we just completed a landscape analysis of the county, so we better understand our context that we're working in. The county is about 11% highly developed, 11% lightly developed, 11% agricultural, 57% natural, 8% wetlands, and 3% water, surface water. So, as you said, a lot of diversity there, a lot of opportunity. But we do have the North Way going right up through the middle of it, which really drives, and we have excellent soils for development, too.
Right.
So it really drives what, and Global Foundries in addition.
Has that changed the game?
Most definitely, yes. We also have, you know, a thriving city right in the heart of the county.
We are going to go over to the President of the United States now. Thank you very much again, Feastofthefields.org for more information.